Greetings. It is I, Yeshua. There is much to talk about this evening. First of all, I want to acknowledge Archangel Gabriel for this beautiful, beautiful centering meditation. This was very important, beloveds, and I want you to really take note of how you felt in your light body. We have talked about the light body. We've talked about it extensively and the different activations that had to occur over the last, actually, 4 years of your time. We continually guide you to activate more and more of the consciousness of that fifth dimensional sequence, as well as guide you into receiving the energetics that keep that sequence in play in a very stable way. This Merkaba vehicle will become a very important vehicle of light. And the fact that you will be driving this vehicle in your light body is a significant change that has occurred in the last couple of months. Before, we have always guided you in this Merkaba vehicle from a state of spirit. But now, that's changed because you are capable of being in your light body and directing your Merkaba vehicle. Is that not exciting? So, this evening, we would like to kind of weave together a few things to put them in a better perspective. First of all, I'd like to review with you those light packets that we have talked about so often. The light packets, there are seven of them. And you have already used two of them. And we place those two, the first packet, we placed in the fourth strand of DNA, and also we placed it in the heart chakra, and that was to stimulate self-love. The fourth strand of DNA in the presence of that fifth dimensional light packet became very active. And you began to see yourself as a soul spirit using a body. The second light packet was placed in the fifth strand of DNA. This packet contains not just the fifth dimensional light template, but it contains that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light template. And this light packet was placed also in your sacred heart consciousness. so that you could continually draw from that light template that was retrieved in the last two crystal conferences, the one in 2016 and the one in 2017. So having that light packet placed within your sacred heart was a very important step. Now let's talk a little bit about that fourth strand of DNA. I would suggest to you that you go over and review that at your leisure in the next couple of weeks, because it's been a while since we activated the fourth and fifth strands of DNA. Actually, it was in the latter stages of your level two work. As we have said, that fourth strand of DNA was activated, and this is the strand that bridges the physical genetic lineage and the spiritual lineage. It assists in the transformation of the body into that fifth-dimensional light body. So see how that helped you enter this state of consciousness that you find yourself in at this very moment, being in your light body. This fourth strand of DNA also stimulates the memory codes of you as a Christed soul spirit. And that has enabled you to recognize that in the presence of that light packet that was placed in your heart chakra. It stimulated the self-love that is unified with undifferentiated light of source. And it begins to build a larger image of yourself as a divine being. Now, we also activated a fifth strand of DNA. Also, I want to tell you that fourth and fifth strand work very much together. And they affect the consciousness of your physicality, your physical body, at a cellular level. The fifth strand of DNA that was activated and contains not just the fifth dimensional template, but the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional template. It allows the body to realize the consciousness that it is a Christed vessel. This is very important to recognize. When the body consciousness in the presence of an activated fifth strand of DNA and in the presence of that of a light packet that was placed in the sacred heart consciousness, it begins to stimulate the consciousness of the physical body and allows the body to start to recognize in its consciousness that you, at a spirit level, are a Christed vessel. The new magnetic field is beginning to be constructed that continuously draws to you and to your body your likeness as a Christed being. Memory codes and the magnetic relationship to your thoughts of being a Christed being are now available because you have that six-dimensional light template available to you that was retrieved from the time lock. And it's in your body. The light packet is also in your eighth chakra, And, of course, the eight chakras is now in your body in the Sacred Heart consciousness. But this is significant here, that yes, it's in the Sacred Heart consciousness, but it is also in the eighth chakra, which is universal mind. And this is the mind that you are now capable of drawing from. Every once in a while, you will fall back into that rational mind of trying to figure it out. And of that, of course, you have learned, is of no benefit. Just as some of you rationally tried to remember which way parts of the Merkaba vehicle were spinning. It didn't lead you anywhere. But on the other hand, when you are bothered by the rational mind, that rational mind has to be satisfied to some extent so that it is silent. And then you move back into that eighth chakra consciousness of universal mind as it pertains to you as a Christed being in a physical form. But this is the mind, dear ones, that you are cultivating. This is the mind that begins to direct your actions, your creations, along with the influence of your Oversoul and the Christed Oversoul. So these two light packets that you have placed in the fourth and the fifth strand of DNA, and also in particular areas of your chakra system, are very, very beneficial, because those light packets continue, they're states of consciousness, and they continue to resonate that state of consciousness in your being, in your body, your body's consciousness, and in your ascending consciousness. It helps you to, in the ascension process, to attain levels of consciousness very quickly. Now, take a deep breath. There is a meditation, a centering meditation, if you will, that I would like to lead you in at this time. So if you will take a deep breath and get very quiet, very centered, very conscious of the functioning of those two light packets and how the resonant light is functioning in that fourth and fifth strand of DNA. From where you are sitting in these amplified fields of light and using your Merkaba light vehicle in your light body, with your intention, travel now into the matrix of the DNA. See the spiraling double helix in this matrix. There is a DNA control room. Locate it now. You visited this place before, many months ago. Once you locate the control room, look for the cabinet labeled Light Quotient and open it inside the cabinet is a dial. You're familiar with this, aren't you? That you turned on when you opened the cabinet before. Make sure that that dial is fully turned on. Notice the 7 packets of light. And you've seen these before. But this time, notice how 2 of them are fully enlightened. And another one is vibrating. Notice as you stand in front of your DNA matrix that 4 strands of DNA are more light-filled than the others. Touch the vibrating light packet with the index finger of the right hand extension of your light body. Notice how it's beginning to light up. Once all has been accomplished in these tasks, close the cabinet. Leave the matrix and return with your Merkaba vehicle to where you are physically sitting in the crucible at this present time. Now, third light packet that you activated. Is within your 3rd chakra. It is also in your 5th chakra, your throat chakra. Let us talk about that 3rd chakra. Is your personal will. That is united with the will of Prime Creator. From the 5th chakra, the throat chakra, the 2 operate in a unified sequence with the heart, the sacred heart, in the middle. So there is a constant flow of energy from the throat chakra through the sacred heart, through the heart chakra, and into your personal power field. In the presence of this 3rd light packet, it continually resonates that third chakra, as well as the fifth chakra, continually resonates with that fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensional light templates that were retrieved at the two crystal conferences. It's a huge state of consciousness that is continually resonating within your chakra system in a unified way, in the presence of love, the presence of love and unity. This further stabilizes the fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions within your body, within your body's consciousness, and within your collective consciousness. Now, let us activate another strand of DNA, the sixth strand of DNA. The sixth strand of DNA is a very important strand. This strand of DNA not only helps you maintain equilibrium, but it also affects your ability to travel interdimensionally between the fifth, the sixth, and seventh dimensional sequences. It continues to change the magnetics, the magnetic field . It continues to clear and keep clear any misaligned energies from the heart chakra. Those filters are dissolved in the presence of that third light packet. This means that you can continually access through your third eye and draw to you your likeness as a Christed being. You have an ability with this activation of the sixth strand of DNA to receive information through your third eye and transmit them to the body cells regarding the transformation of the physical etheric being. The sixth dimensional information flows through your consciousness and your conscious mind continually, bringing you into a deeper experience of life multidimensionally. And you begin to remember how to control the spin of your electrons in the cells. It begins to activate you as a creator of light. Much is happening. When that implant was removed, fear of the loss of the body, because the body consciousness took dominance over your consciousness, this was such an event. Because that implant or that imprint that happened in the final cataclysm of Atlantis carried over and created responses during the time of the crucifixion where fear was so predominant that you couldn't move your consciousness out of it. Fear of the loss of your body. Not remembering at all that you were eternal and that you were a being of light of Christ consciousness. With that implant removed, lights went on throughout your entire system. All of the light packets that you placed in various chakras, in various strands of DNA began to function, began to light up because the restrictions of the fear and the loss of memory were stopped, and you began instantly to remember. And the body responded, the body consciousness responded. And those strands that you activated in 2017 fully began to activate. The light packets that were precisely placed became very active. So that brings us to this very moment where another strand was activated. Another packet was placed in two significant places so that sovereignty over the physical body was created and shall never again be dominated by the fear of loss of a body. Because you know you are eternal. You are soul spirit and you remember. You are starting to remember that. And the energetics within the body are responding very quickly. The cells are responding to that light and to the presence of those light packets within the chakra system. There were many times, beloveds, where you wavered and you couldn't hold fifth dimensional states for very long or very stably. Even with the retrieval of that fifth dimensional template, you were still having problems because of that implant and the memory that it stifled within you you are free now to remember. It will take a little bit, take a while, for you to fully, completely remember. But you are remembering. And it was important that we discuss these things with you this evening and help you start to remember. Start to remember the functioning of that third eye, the eye of Horus, and how they become antennas for light to come into the body. So the body recognizes, the body consciousness recognizes its place, just like the third dimensional ego that has been transformed somewhat into that fifth dimension, recognizes its place and its duty and its position as it is overseen by your Christed Oversoul, by your Oversoul, by your sovereignty in the body, directing the body through your higher self consciousness, directing the body, directing the cells to transform and transmute into a viable, dynamic vehicle that carries the full consciousness of you as a being of light, as a soul spirit. There is a lot for you to consider here this evening. These next few months is about you as the individual, learning about you as the individual divine expression. We often operate in the collective consciousness of the all that is, in the collective consciousness of this group, in the beautiful crucible that we keep adding to, that you keep creating in and drawing from other galaxies, other planets, other stargates, other great beings of light, the lords of light, the Elohim, the archangels, we masters. You have so many resources. But this particular time sequence, beloveds, is for you individually, to learn about you as that individual divine image. That's what you came into this body to explore and to create. But yet hold that significant piece of a collective consciousness. But now you must learn about you outside of that collective consciousness, who you are, what you contribute, what you experience as that individual. And this activation in the third chakra and in the fifth chakra of those light packets that will forever resonate the beauty of you as that individual. And that sixth strand of DNA, which we will continue to talk about But for now, focus on you, what it feels like to be in a light body, what it feels like to direct the consciousness of your body, to direct the cells. You know you are very powerful creators, and you can affect those DNA strands that you have activated. You can cause them to decline, or you can also affect their expansion. It is through your thoughts and your emotions. It's through that mental, emotional body at that physical level. The physical body, the etheric body, and that mental, emotional body that affects those first few strands of DNA. It affects you at a cellular level. Be aware of that. So it's important that you stay in a stable and conscious state of fifth dimension in your light body, knowing full well who you are as that individual. Now, I know this has been quite a long session, but we had so much to interweave here. I would like to open this for a short discussion before we have our closing meditation. So, if you will take a deep breath now, and please, let's have a short conversation about what I have been discussing with you. And if you have questions that you would like to ask, please do so, but do so in a short, concise way.